traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I care too much about him. Like, eventually, like, at some point, we're probably not going to be talking anymore, and we're probably going to break
what?
Up. And I don't want you to have to...
Hold on a sec. Let's back it up. Who prereqs a relationship? We need to talk about this.
I said this at dinner, too. Everyone breaks up at some point. All right, bye, guys. I guess I'll just finish the show without you.
Wow, real quiet set today. Let's make a little noise.
I think the vibes are just sullen, bro. They're downtrodden. You know, everyone's quarantining. Everyone's inside with their loved ones, spending time with their family and whatnot. We're just here doing bullshit podcasts. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. And that's facts. And that's Squirtle. You know, I got that stuffed animal because I have this tattooed next to my penis.
Well, and you weren't going to get it. And then I said, you should get it for the set. Yeah. It'll be a good little touch.
I think he's a good addition.
He is. What do you call a... strong vodka drink that you serve while you're locked up at your house for coronavirus?
Couldn't tell you, Mike.
A quarantini.
Nice, nice. What do you call a babe who's locked in the house with you? Who's, you know, your babe?
Wish my friend would tell me. I don't know.
Quarantine. Should we bring the guest on? I feel like just a bunch of bullshit.
Well, hold on just 1 second. How you feeling?
Not so good, to be honest with you. I still haven't gotten my corona test, and I don't feel great, and I think you may have gotten me sick.
But it just an upper respiratory infection, yeah,
and a dry cough. But that's nothing to be worried about, right?
Wow, the audience is quite dismal. It's like a light rain as an audience.
Well, it is. It's been raining here in LA, and I like honestly the weather changes my mood. It's a low pressure front, dude. My vibes are just down. I remember when I lived in Ohio, there was a month where it rained every day straight for the entire time. I was a teenager in high school, and it was the first time I felt legitimately depressed. And as a teenager, like, I didn't really, even now, I'm sort of confused on how to like process emotion. But I remember looking out the window in my health class, and I was like, I am sad. I'm chronically sad, and I've been sad. Point is this, it's crazy how much weather affects your mood. That's why people in Seattle, they're always...
Yeah, like downtrodden. So when they listen to a lot of Nirvana and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
It's been raining for about a week now. I haven't felt, you know, true happiness. There's really only one thing in my life that's making me truly happy right now. I was throwing it over to you.
Oh, yeah, it's actually our guest on the show. This is a massive episode. It's long overdue. Guys, she is the most popular adult film star in the world, but she has not shot in 3 years. She's a sweetheart and happens to be dating and doing my best friend, Mike. Please welcome Lana Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Wow.
This is going to be great. I don't think we've ever had a... Wow, you guys are really eyeing each other up right off the bat, huh?
She doesn't want to wear the headphones. How do you feel about that?
You're one of, I think, 3 guests to have not done that.
Who are the other ones?
I think Steve-O was one.
Yeah, because he was like doing backflips and shit.
And putting his balls in between his legs and yeah.
Yeah.
But why don't you want to wear headphones?
It always like gives me anxiety whenever I do this.
Hearing yourself?
No, just like having like, it's like changing my senses, I guess, like putting them over my ears. And it's just like.
Really?
It doesn't feel like, I don't know, it just makes it.
Really?
I don't know the word. Okay.
I feel like I could relate. It's almost like you're the first like few shows when I would put them on, it's almost like you're stuck in your own head. Like it blocks off like your any like outside noise, and you really have to get comfortable like being in your own.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
I also just made that up to make her feel better.
Should I call you by your stage name or real name?
I don't care, either one's fine. I mean, if you Google Lana Rhodes real name, Amara shows up.
I'll call you Lana. Yeah. All right, Lana. Before the podcast started today, you were sitting on one of those love sacks over there with Mike, and I heard you say the following sentence. My cooter's bleeding.
Great. So now everyone knows I'm on my period.
Well, I was going to ask, like, how are you feeling?
Honestly, yesterday I had some really serious cramps after me and Mike's lovemaking session. Today I'm feeling fine, though.
You're very vocal about your lovemaking session with Mike. And I want to definitely dive into
it. You were the one, like, a couple days ago, like, questioning us about our sex life.
I'm very inquisitive. Yeah, you're very inquisitive. I'm intrigued.
He knows how to ask the right questions.
Well, like you posted this on Twitter. Got that bomb dick last night.
It was true. It was really good.
But it's crazy because, like, I know that bomb dick is my friend. And
I have a name.
it's just a fascinating dynamic that you do have.
And she's got my shirt on in it, too, which... She has now claimed as her
By
shirt.
By the way, I'm going to need that back.
It's getting washed right now.
Guys, please wash it because my dryer's broken.
Have you ever been used to a relationship, the intimate part of it being this public?
It's so weird for me. Like, I've watched other people go through it, like Banks and Alyssa, your brother multiple times, you with Chloe.
Especially not me. Even they aren't as vocal about their sex life.
About the sex portion of it. Yeah, I mean, it's... It's been interesting. I guess I've looked at it as kind of like just like a fun thing. I'm such an open person. I think both of us are. We're so willing to like exploit our lives for content.
I don't think Mike really cares though. Like, for example, whenever he got his weenie sucked.
She's talking about the infamous cheating scam.
We don't need to talk about
it.
She said that he had a small dick and he was like, babe, can you please tweet that my dick is not small? And I was like, no, this is your problem. I'm not going to do it.
That's great. That's almost instant karma.
So I would say that Mike almost wants me to tell. Oh, and on the podcast that we did the other day, he was like, babe, go into detail. Tell them how good I am.
I did?
Like, yeah, you did. And like, you wanted me to be so graphic. And it's just like, I don't talk like that. But it is very good, babe.
Babe. Wow. What makes it so great?
Oh, see, this is good. This is when you could actually utilize that. Non-discretion. Like,
why?
Do you want to tell them what I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
No, you tell them.
Nah, you tell them. It's hard. If I say it, trust me. I say it, I'll be eaten by the audience.
You have to say it.
Quite literally.
It's so personal, though.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if that argument applies
with you. Yeah.
I feel shy now, even to post nudes on my Twitter.
I was gonna ask you about that.
So I'm like, I don't know. Like, everyone's like, you should be fine just doing anything, but I'm not.
I totally get that. And when I talk to people about you, I say Amara, who's like his girlfriend, and Lana Rhodes are completely
two different people.
Like truthfully, the stage name that you have and Lana Rhodes, I didn't know what to expect the first time I met you when I brought you into Surprise Mike, and you're so much more chill and sweet in real life than I would have expected.
Thank you.
Babe, come on. You're usually yapping up a storm. You were on a podcast the other day with us. You talked the whole time.
You talked the whole time. What? Like, all that you ever want to do is talk about yourself.
Why did I know this was going to turn into a roast
session? Do you guys
want
to know something?
Please.
Mike knows nothing about me, but I know everything about him.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So what do you see in him?
I mean, he's sweet sometimes. He's sweet a lot of times.
Yeah.
Besides, whenever I have a problem with something, then he always tells me that there's nothing wrong. And that's what really annoys me about him.
What?
Like, for example, whenever we went to that restaurant the other day and they upset me talking about my pants, he was like, no, babe, you should agree with them. Like, everything's fine. Like, I want him to be more like, yeah, babe, you're right. Like, that was
give you
up.
A pat on the butt and be like, you got this, babe, you're right.
Yeah.
She just wants me to support her unconditionally.
It's always my fault. Like,
I'm sure not always. I think what you're describing is a relationship and you guys have to find the balance. Mm-hmm. But both of you, because if he's making a point that particular circumstance, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure all my boyfriends in the past have been like, yeah, babe, you're right.
Well, of course.
She's definitely dated like a lot of more like this is Lana Rhodes. I'm just going to lay down and take whatever she's offering type guys. Like, I just tell her what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she argues with me about dumb shit or what I consider to be dumb shit, I'm like, yo, this is dumb shit. And I'm not willing to have this argument with you. And she's but like, fine, I'm fucking leaving. And we argue for a little bit. And then she leaves. And then she calls me 5 minutes later and says, babe, I didn't want to leave. Can I come back now? And I'm like, absolutely, come on back. But you're driving or paying for your own Uber because I didn't make that fucking stupid argument happen.
You said you would pay for my Uber back. And you didn't make that argument happen.
What are you trying to do right now? All you do all day is literally sit in front of me and tell me how great I am. And then you come on the show just to roast me. Like, what the fuck is happening right now? You couldn't even explain why it's bomb dick.
Yeah, what do you...
I feel like it fits really well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, it's probably the best feeling one for my vagina that I've had.
It's like one of those good... It's a good fit.
Yeah.
It's a good fit.
That's cool. That maybe that means you guys are meant to be. Because I'm sitting in between you right now, and to be honest, it doesn't feel like you're a couple.
She's being mean today. I think she takes this route when she tries to like produce like quick comedy, like that she wants to just hit some bangers.
It's funny though.
Maybe it's just like defensive because I don't want to talk about myself.
So you are the guest of the show.
I know. Well, no, but she's also, more than the guest of the show. You know, you're part of the family now, and so like it doesn't have to. We can talk about whatever you want. What do you want to talk about?
That's interesting. I could give you some lead-offs.
Do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, I have tons. So you said she's part of the family now, and you are. And it started as a vlog, right? Like, it started as a vlog. I brought you in to surprise my friend Mike with you, and now all of a sudden you're dating him.
Yeah, we're dating. That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
like, it is crazy.
Remember you asked me in the car, you were like, in any way, would you ever like be attracted to Mike or like Mike? And I was like, no fucking way.
You said you don't like white guys.
Yeah.
Because you used her last husband
he was a Syrian. He wasn't white.
Right.
It's different. Mm.
And I was like the only white guy that you ever...
Well, I dated that other white guy.
Every story I have just collapses under the pressure of truth.
Yeah, I told you this.
I'm just kidding.
Has it been weird being integrated into our world and like this weird shit that goes on at this house?
I'm not really used to like living like a normal life, I guess. So it's not like that different for me.
That's maybe why you fit in. Like, we're all kind of just misfits.
You know what's weird too? Remember I told you this before? Like, I felt really comfortable with you guys, like just off the bat. Like, usually I have like really, really bad anxiety, like around new people, and I won't talk at all.
I wanted to do my best to be as respectful as possible.
Yeah.
Because I know like given your previous line of work, I'm sure people treat you a different way, act a certain way towards you, even like that situation you were describing at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
The host is at the restaurant.
Of the restaurant sitting right there.
So it's making the conversation difficult.
It might not have been the reason because we found out later that there was like another girl who was wearing like a similar outfit. Like literally, like it was black pants with like cutouts. So I'm like,
the issue was there was too much skin on your butt that was showing. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, but I mean, these pants were like, there wasn't really anything wrong. That's sort of why like I internalized it as like they were discriminating against me because he knew who I was, and I felt like they might have looked different on me than on someone else just because who I was. But then there was another girl who I don't think is in the same line of work as me, who was wearing a similar outfit, and they told her that she couldn't wear that too, but she thought that it was because the color of her.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Skin. So we both of our outfits weren't bad. So we felt like discriminated against, but I'm not sure if that was the case.
Both of you felt slighted. I mean, who knows if there's like actual validity in it?
I'm wondering though if it's the same guy and he just was like, they're too hot. They can't be here.
They're too hot.
Let's look at it as a holistic issue.
She was a nice looking girl.
Have you dealt with that kind of stuff? Like, in other parts of your life, and like, what has it been like? I feel like we haven't given much context because we brought her in as a friend. Like, have we talked like to any of the viewers about like when, how long did you work for? How did you get started? How long did you shoot for? And how long have you been out for? Like, give us like a quick, like 30 second, like context that doesn't hurt me. She's like, well, my favorite performer that I went.
Okay. So whenever I turned 19, well, I've been working adult like since I was like 16.
Not sorry,
like,
what's that now?
Not like porn though, but like I was like dancing from like 16. Like I had like sugar daddies online whenever I was 16.
Wait, really?
But that's definitely not legal. I was still a virgin. Like I never slept with anyone.
So you were just hustling?
Yeah. Wow. I used to like to get like my first pair of like stripper shoes. I like found like guys on Craigslist that lived in like different states and like gave them a different name.
I don't
name.
Know, even know these stories, by the way.
And I think like I used the name Danny and I was just talking to them and I'm like, and they'd like, I'd like pick out stripper shoes that I wanted and they'd send them to me. And then like, I'd send them pictures of like my feet in them. And I was like 16. And so I got like my first pair of stripper shoes and I went to the strip club.
What are stripper shoes?
Like heels?
Like the clear like shoes, big heels. Yeah. And my mom saw them and she was like, what are these for? Yeah. And like she's seen that they're for a different name and she was like really confused. And I was just like, they're for my friend.
Wow. Was that before or after you were kidnapped by the hippie mafia? Because that happened as well, right? Yeah. So explain that. How old were you?
It was like around the same time.
Okay, so can you explain
you were a troubled teenager, is it safe to say, or you, maybe you just didn't find your way right off the bat?
I had like something happen like earlier on, and before that I was like a really good kid. Like I was in cheerleading, like I was just like perfect. And then I had like this trauma and then I found it like hard to fit in with people. And so I found like these other people that were just really accepting of everyone. And it was these hippies, but they were actually like criminals. They weren't real hippies.
Oh, sure. hippie criminals, those are the worst kind.
Yeah. And then that's whenever like they like put me on to like stripping, like go get money for
no
us.
No way. Oh, that's stuff. How it started?
Yeah. Wait, so you were working for them in a way?
Yeah. And like they were like doing other stuff, like get money for everyone. It was like a group effort.
And what brought
it was a group effort to bring a collective of money to the whole?
Yeah, I guess it was a gang of hippies.
So you could do what? As the gang?
Just like, I don't know, just probably for them to buy drugs. I don't know.
Was the leader named Charles Manson by the
chance? I never got anything out of any of it.
Why did you do that? Just because there was a group of people to fit in with?
She was 15.
I feel like whenever you're younger, like belonging and having friends is more important than it is whenever you're an adult. Mm. And so then like I was kind of like my sister, how she's like, I just want to hang out with my friends. And so that was like my most important thing whenever I was that age, was just like having friends, I guess. I don't know. I don't feel like that now. Obviously, I'm like a complete loner.
What was the trauma? Do you feel comfortable talking about it?
I probably can't. I haven't even told Mike.
You don't have to. Oh, really? Yeah, you don't have to. And that eventually led to you being the small person that got put through windows to rob houses at one point, right? Is that what it was?
I've never talked about this on camera, Mike.
Well,
people don't know you're...
Well, people know that I went to prison for like a year from like 16 to 17. Or like almost 18, actually.
As a result of that, what I just talked about, right?
Yeah.
You were the lookout of this armed robbery.
Clan of hippies. They're like, bump up the Jimi Hendrix, boys. We got a house to rob today. Put the little girl through the window and we'll make out with all the bricks.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on out there? Yo, imagine me, the first time I'm hearing this story, I'm in a new relationship. She's like, before I started doing porn when I was about 16, I was a house robber with the hippie mafia. And I'm like, sorry, could you just play that back one more fucking time? But it's part of the overall story of me and her, because I said this on No Jumper and I've said it on a couple other podcasts as well. Her stories, while crazy, are only as crazy as my craziest stories. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not even.
And so a lot of her, like, yo, what the fuck is she talking about, fits in well with my what the fuck is he talking about? And you end up with these two people who have very troubled pasts, but are now in very, very good places. As you can tell, from a business and a financial standpoint, she was able to use the industry for what it was worth for her. And then now she's an Instagram model just like anyone else. And she's got 8.5 million followers and she gets crazy engagement. And she's got a Lamborghini and an R8 and an E63 Mercedes and a Range Rover and two houses. And she's crushed it, you know? And so she was able to pick up the pieces of her past and turn it into something that is wilder than most people will ever accomplish in their entire life. And so it's one of the really attractive things to me about her is just how she was able to flip that.
What do you think of that?
Thanks, babe. You said it pretty well.
I'm trying to help you because I do. The unfortunate thing, especially when it comes to anxiety or even just mood, is like some days she will talk a lot, and I don't know if it's the rain or the weather or the set or something, but she's being shy today.
Well, it's also because we're interacting on the set of a podcast, not like as friends. Like, I'm here to ask you questions that I kind of already know some of the answers to.
It's more like the setting too. Like, it's like very clinical, and like that's what's like giving me anxiety. Like, it sounds so stupid, but the sign, like the table.
Really?
Can
we turn this light off?
No. Is it? Well, is there a chance, is there a chance that she's the only person that's mentioned this and we have a cold studio? I mean, it is a very...
It's cold or hot in here.
No, it's just a very...
Maybe if Ginger sits next to me, it'll make me feel better. Is there, something that I can cuddle with? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to give you Kong. Rest in peace, by the way.
R.I.P. Kong. I mean, have we not thought about this? Is the set intimidating, Dylan?
I actually feel so much better now.
All podcast sets are. Now she's holding Kong. Is this why she cuddles you?
She's always cuddling me. Constantly.
Is he a good cuddler?
He's really good. And I saw an impulsive.
What the fuck?
What is that? Hold on. Stop. We got walkies.
Yeah, receive. I saw it. Over.
Man said I saw it too.
This is Kilo. This is Kilo in position 8. It seems like we've got a compromised liability on the set. I'm going to need someone to come in with a test immediately.
Get on the Corona kits ASAP. Over.
On the way. Over.
All right, cool. Anyways.
What was that cough?
Yeah, you feeling okay? Because we know Mike had an upper respiratory block and a severe dry cough. But it's not like those are the two main symptoms of a global virus.
I'm the one who gave it to him. I think it's passed for both of us. We might have actually had corona earlier on.
I'm like telling you this because y'all are doing missionary sex. Y'all, because you're coughing in each other's faces this close.
It started in Miami at Jake Paul's fight. That's where it all started.
You remember I was super sick and I didn't want to go out?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
That's whenever it started for me. And then I gave it to him and that's what he was sick with like last week.
It's crazy to imagine that, like, within, a week of knowing her, that we end up on this, journey to Miami together. And we're locked up in a room with you and the girl that you were talking to.
I think that's why it worked, though, because, when you're in a tight space like that with someone, you bond very quickly, you know?
We had no choice.
You spend a lot of time together. Yeah, exactly. Like, I even walked in on you guys having sex once. And I say walked in, but I was in the kitchen.
We had sex for the first time on that trip.
And so, all right, yeah, tell the story, Logan.
I was minding my business in the kitchen. You remember this?
Oh, yeah, that time.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I don't know if I wanted to. The point is, I just saw you guys, you know, and it was the second time, so it was just a heated.
It was, supposed to be an important moment, and you saw us, and you were very playful about the situation.
Honestly, I'm kind of happy that he stopped it, because that was before me and Mike were having good sex, and it was just, so awful. I'm sort of happy that you intruded.
We got off to a bad start.
I mean, a lot of relationships are like that. It takes, a very particular chemistry set to match up during sex, and it sometimes doesn't happen right off the bat.
Yeah, the first 2 times I thought no way I'm gonna date this guy or keep having sex with him, because it was just so bad.
Yeah, I remember.
I was this is so awkward and horrible.
we tried to not force it, but it was in shared spaces. It was either next to you or next to Riley Reed.
You were being too hyper about it. Literally the time that you stopped us, he ripped off his pants. I was trying to do it, and he's grabbed me.
Well, because
like he hadn't had sex ever in his life.
Well, in Mike's defense, he was probably pretty fucking excited. Like, Lana, you are the number one porn star in the world. I'm sure people come in with expectations for like what you're gonna do and what you're capable of.
And I don't do any of that. Like, honestly, probably the first few times you have sex with me as well, like, I'm not going to be enthusiastic about it or do anything special because I don't like you enough yet. Like, for me, the more I'll do during sex depends on how much I like you.
Yeah. How do you, I don't understand. Like, how do you turn that flip on? Like, the Lana Rhodes that I saw on camera the 3 years ago, like, where does that come from?
Well, that's just... basically, like, I wanted to be good at my job. So, like, I'd think of things. What can I say during a scene? How should I act during the
really?
Scene? To make the scene better so that it sells better. And so, you know, I can excel in my career, I guess.
Yeah.
But did it feel like, did you enjoy it? Like,
did it feel like work?
At one point, I think whenever I first started, I think I was, like, excited. You know, like, new career, this, that. And then there was a point where I was excited about like my fans' reactions to my scenes and stuff and like them saying, oh, you're so good. Like, this was so great. And that made me feel good. But like sexually, it was like I never felt anything sexually during it. No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
By the way, in my defense, the reason I was so excited, one of the reasons was one, obviously because of what you said, because it being her, but two was we were in a room that had no door on it, staying with three other people in the fucking room. And when I found an opportunity, I was trying to fucking strike quickly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
There, it's hot.
Exactly. And then of course you walked in this infamous scene of you interrupting, chairs being thrown, strangulation, and also a push.
Never stop Mike from busting a nut, right?
Yeah. You can't get in the way of that.
That can get tricky. Anyway,
now every time like that you call me crazy, like I just think of that because that was like the most over exaggerated reaction to something. Like,
I can
get away with so much now.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
But that was like insane. Like,
but that was also between him and I. That was also, and I pushed him. Like, I assaulted my friend.
Yeah, but even before that, he was so mad. Like, you went from 0 to 100.
No. He went from frustrated to very, very angry because I pushed him.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was
like, it became like two men just going at it.
Yeah. I think that was the closest I've been to getting to
was
actually
that you
getting.
You guys' worst fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I've never seen him like that. So
felt like you guys were fighting a lot like on that trip. And then now it's like settled down.
Close quarters. Yeah. We're living in the same room together. Like, that was
even
tough.
Even like the day before that, you guys were like clashing. Like,
I don't think people understand the balance of being friends, business partners, vlog partners, podcast partners. Like, I think people like watch the show turn on and they're like, this is their relationship. Like you guys see the tip of the iceberg of what this relationship is. The other 99.9% of it, unfortunately, is underwater. It's like, even with us fully exploiting ourselves, like, they don't know the daily back and forth of, you know, problems we're up against, business things we're up against, all of the dealings that go on, all the stuff that happens.
I'm even weary of that with you two. Cause like, I don't know anything about your relationship. All I know is like, I introduce you guys and like, I put you guys on the vlog sometimes, but every time you're like gone or you disappear, or even like when you put her in your content, like, is it weird? I don't know. Just like being, having more of your life on the internet now. Cause you were typically pretty private.
Besides the stuff that normal people keep private.
I don't feel like we're sharing anything that intimate, like in the vlogs. Like, it's just like
our last vlog.
It's funny stuff.
My last vlog, you said you were trying to jerk Mike off at CVS.
Oh
yeah, that's funny.
It was funny.
It's not like an intimate detail.
But it did actually happen.
I have more of a hard time sharing like actual personal stuff. Like, that stuff's fine. Like, it's not.
It is.
It's not really amounting to like who I am as a person. You know what I mean?
I feel like it is the polar opposite for everyone else on
really?
The planet. I think so.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What do you mean? Of course.
Well,
it is.
I have a different perception of like what's socially acceptable, like sexually, like to say and what not to say. Mm. Like, the lines like kind of blurred for me because of like my past. I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did you start doing porn?
Yeah. I never know the answer to that question.
Really?
I just like one day, I think I was like 14 and I just like got the idea and I was like, I'm going to do that.
No way. But yeah. Surely you were.
How's that possible?
Weren't you like conscious of what people would think of it? Like you happened to come out successful.
I feel like I knew that I was going to be though. Like just at 14, I was just like, you're going to be like the number one porn star. Do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, you had that. She thought about the same way you did of being the number one entertainer.
Crazy.
Yeah, pretty much like everything.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Seems like a wild time for a phone call, yeah?
Sorry.
Pretty much like everything that I knew that I was going to do with my life whenever I was younger, like happened, like exactly. Like it's kind of weird.
Manifestation. Yeah. I'm just so worried about the people who have like that goal in mind or a massive goal like that and it does not happen. Like you got Lana, you're a 0.00001% when
they have to like know that it's like not gonna happen.
How did
like,
you I know was, that at 14
I was just like I was just like 110% sure. Like my guidance counselors in school, my therapist was like, that's not a good idea, like you can't do
what?
That.
You told him
wait yeah. You said you were still, but were you still a virgin at this point?
Yeah, I was, so it didn't make sense at all. Like I hadn't even had my first kiss.
And you, wait, why did you tell your guidance counselor at school?
Because they're like, don't you want to focus on school? Like, don't you want to go to college? Like, you're going to be a loser. Like, you're not going to have any money. You're not going to do anything. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And they're like, well, that's not going to happen. Plus, like, you probably need therapy because who should do porn?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How would you know that you would even...
I feel like I'm missing, like, a key pocket of your life that would maybe... explain a little bit more.
It's probably the thing that she's not talking about.
Probably, yeah.
which is fine.
Because I've always been intrigued by this and by how you got to where you were. Because you also have this like hustler mentality where you quite literally like gamed the fuck out of the system. And you still are today.
I don't know. I just wake up every day and like work towards things. So
what though? What are you chasing? Money? Is it?
Right now, I'm kind of like I was just telling you about this the other day. Like I'm sort of feeling down because... I feel like eventually you get to a point where you're like already on a high level and then it's like, what do I do next?
Yeah.
And I like having a goal and waking up every day and working towards something. And I just don't have that right now. And it's making me feel a little like down and depressed.
What about a goal of just maintaining happiness?
Well, I think she's saying that happiness comes from...
Yeah, it comes from success and like achieving things. And I feel like if I think too much about happiness, then I'll be... more depressed and sad.
This feeling is not uncommon, dude. Like we talk about it all the time. Steve Weatherford talked about it when he came on our podcast. He won the Super Bowl and he was in the locker room and he's like,
and then it's over.
Well, now, like, what do I do? Yeah, now? That's it. Yeah. And then he stopped playing football and became a motivational speaker. Tyson Fury won all the championship belts. He was at the top, and it's like, now what? Then he fell into a massive hole of depression and drugs.
Yeah, I honestly think like the climb to get to where you want to be is like the happiest.
So fun.
And then once you get it, it's just like you just wake up in the morning and you're like, what's my fucking purpose?
Interesting.
I told her to pick a new a new goal because.
But
obviously-
what do I do? Like. Honestly, like the higher you get in your career, just in life, like you have less goals to choose from. And it's like, what is actually a realistic goal? Cause you're,
do you have any projects you're working on or anything, any endeavors that are undergoing in your life?
Nothing that I'm like really excited or like passionate about.
Maybe try to get one. And advice for anyone listening as well.
Sometimes like it'll just like pop in, then I'll be like, okay, that's it. But I haven't had any of those like moments lately.
She started shooting some YouTube content.
No, it's not for YouTube. It's for Pornhub.
But originally it was gonna.
it's like YouTube content, but then it has sexual.
Tell them about it.
Basically, I decided to start shooting some vlogs. Taking some inspiration from you guys.
Porn vlogs?
Yeah, porn vlogs. And then like I'm mixing like sex in with it.
But it's not like it's like her and girls and toys. Like it's all girl and girl.
You having sex with other women?
This sounds so bad, but I'm really like bored of like doing sexual stuff on camera. And so it's mostly I'm inviting young girls who are still excited about having sex on camera. And then I have them do the flashing and sex on camera, and I just basically direct them.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my friend, she'll like be doing a vlog, she'll have breakfast, she'll take her shower, And but then like some girl will stop by and that they'll be the one that like interacts sexually. And so that goes on porn. But the thing is, the other day she had been talking about doing YouTube stuff as well. And if you look at, especially the vlog that I put out, if you're watching this on Thursday, on Tuesday, 2 days ago, she took over the vlog at one point. It was Welcome to the Lana Show. And I wish I could even, I should pull this up part up because it's so crazy how good she is when she gets rolling. It's just, I think like a lot of people.
Oh, I know.
I think a lot of people out there watching this right now can relate to being shy or when you first get put onto something to having to feel it out. But she's great on camera. I mean, she's great on. Yeah. I don't want to say she's great on camera because most of the people watching this know that, but in a different respect.
It's different whenever I'm recording stuff for your vlog, though. Whenever it comes to like mine, I'm like, oh fuck, what do I do?
It's so much harder, right?
Yeah, it's so much harder. I feel like because you overthink it.
It's
so much.
You have to. You're thinking about everything, and yeah. you sort of have to. Like you think about.
Like the
for
lighting,
me anyways, the story, the lighting, like yeah. how you're gonna edit it. Cause you did I saw Mike show me that cut you did. That jump cut, where you threw the clothes at the girl and she was all of a sudden yeah. it's cool that you're like not just point and shoot all the time. And there's actually like a strategy that goes behind it. Is it hard for you to get into relationships? Like was this hard for you?
I'm a relationship person, so I'd say I'm more comfortable in a relationship than not in one.
I guess it's just like finding a dude who isn't insecure about your past, right?
I've never had guys not want to like date me because of like the porn thing. I feel like because I'm so different in real life, like they don't even think about me like that once they get to know me. But sometimes it is like with my ex, he'd get very upset. Like, so we were together before I did porn. And then we broke up because he went to prison for a period of time. And then he got out and I had already quit porn. So we got back together and the first few months were really, really difficult for him. Like,
cause he, while he was in prison, you were shooting.
Yeah. But, and he was telling me,
sounds horrible.
He'd call me on the phone and like, he broke up with me though, before he went to jail. So he couldn't have any say about like me shooting porn or anything. Cause
is there a chance you just
me.
Spite fucked all those dudes on camera?
Cause he went to jail.
Well, the way that he broke up with me wasn't nice.
So maybe it's quite possible. Maybe it's your.
I think that I felt like abandoned by him, and so I was just like, because there was a. I told you that I wanted to do porn whenever I was 14, and then I didn't do it for a while because I was with my ex, and then also everyone was like, you should try going to school and all this stuff. So I tried that first, and I tried putting off doing porn, and so I guess whenever he broke up with me and just like left me. I was like, well, no one cares about me anyway, so I'm just going to go and do this. And then I, yeah.
Blessing. I was going to say, and a curse, but like, but not really.
Yeah. I don't think it was like a spite thing. It was more like a sad thing. Like, he doesn't care about me, so why should I care about myself? And I'm just going to go do this. But it turned out really well for me, so.
I think part of the reason maybe also is because you're not shooting anymore.
Oh, what? Yeah. I mean, right? That's the reason why we're dating.
Like if she was still shooting,
no, we wouldn't be dating. She knows that, and it's that's not me saying like you'll never do porn again. It's as long as we have a relationship together, she won't be shooting scenes. Do you know what I'm saying? And like if she found that she wanted to shoot scenes, that was more important to her, I would say I would give her my full blessing. Well, now at this point I'd probably be quite upset because I would want to lose her, but like I want her to be successful and be happy in her life and whatever that is. But I think also there's a lot of people. A lot of men maybe watching this show right now or who watch my content who have comments to make about her past when in reality, like given the opportunity, any one of those guys would drop to their fucking knees and wipe her up. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like those are empty promises. As you said, you've never had a problem with a guy in the past. Once you guys have interest in each other where they say, oh, your past or what you're currently doing affects that.
Yeah, I mean, I would understand if I'm still shooting. Like, for example, I told you I was talking to that one guy, Tommy, who I really liked. And, like, I was working on months, like, getting him to date me. Like, he didn't want to because he was friends with, like, my ex. And then come to find out he had a girlfriend that I didn't know about. But I was, like, so, so close. And, like, I, like, worked on him for, like, months and months. And, like, he was finally going to date me. But he still had a girlfriend. So I signed the Brazzers contract. And whenever I did that, I was, like, I can't like have him break up with his girlfriend and then like I go and do this. So I sort of like pushed him away because I knew that I'd be fucking up his life if like
Noble.
Yeah.
If you're going to shoot again. Yeah. And then when we started talking, because this is definitely a huge topic. People that are fans of yours have been waiting for this new Browsers content. Have you talked about this at all? I mean, we talked about it a little bit on...
On
No Jumper, right? On No Jumper. She wasn't there for that. But yeah, what happened with the Browsers contract? And I mean, what happened there?
I don't think that I was ever actually going to do it. I was like breaking up with my husband. Like I was feeling bored in life, kind of like the dancing thing. And they like offered me all this money and like all this stuff. And like, I was just like, this seems like it'll be exciting and offer like a spice to my life. But also because I have that issue with like body fluids and I just don't really want to have sex with a bunch of like random people, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think I actually would have been able to do it, honestly.
She has this strange anxiety that I guess came about recently of body fluids. I don't understand how you went from like being so over comfortable with it and just cool with anything to a point where you don't want it anywhere near you now. Because I've
seen some of the most disgusting cum shots. Like
what you have talked about these. You had one that looked like mashed potatoes, I think you said.
Yeah. No, it was like boogers. And luckily it didn't land on me. It was a scene with two other girls. It was a VR scene and we were sitting on like a rock in a pool and he was supposed to come on our faces. And luckily it didn't get on me, but I just saw it on the other girls and I started gagging.
You got post-traumatic.
Yeah, and I think that was the point disorder. Where
PTCD.
I don't want cum in my mouth anymore or on my face. And I think I started like dodging it at that point.
Imagine being the actor, the male actor, and like you've always had willing participants, and now you have this like person that's like playing Frogger. They're like bloop, 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 gotta be faster than that. Just cum shots are just shooting all over the place, missing.
And I think
it's Asteroids, bro. You know the game Asteroids? Yeah.
I think people started noticing too because they were like, why isn't Lana letting it get in her mouth anymore?
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow.
That's his reaction when he quite literally has no idea what the fuck to say to something like that.
Wow, dude.
I don't know. That's crazy.
And I'm also looking over at the one day when our sound guy who monitors what's said on this podcast isn't here to listen and Danny is just listening to all of
our,
this.
Our Christian. Sweet, pure
virgin
Danny.
And this was a great day to have Danny do it, guys.
Just everything is just right in her ears. Brad, the sound engineer, didn't come in because of Corona.
Yeah, he's
can't
scared.
Believe you're here, Danny. Can't believe you're here, Dylan. He probably contracted it. He flexed.
She's locked it. She's locked in and clocked in.
What about you, Mike?
Yeah.
How does a guy like you not be insecure?
In
this relationship.
So one thing that's really helped with me, are you talking about, like, are you like, talking bro, about
like,
versus
like you see the comments.
Yeah.
You see the kids in the real life asking,
yeah.
Where's Lana?
Yeah.
Not only is she you're great, right?
Yeah.
You know I love you.
Of course.
But she's like, she's the breadwinner.
Yep. Yep.
She got more clout.
Yep.
And she has a notorious past.
Fast.
These are three things that would terrify most gentlemen. You said it a little bit on Adam 22's podcast, but I want to pick your brain a little bit here.
Yeah,
obviously.
I think the biggest one is, and I think what you're talking about from Adam's podcast is regarding my past. Is that which piece you're talking about, or what was it?
Everything.
I think more than anything, the biggest thing is knowing what's important to her. I know what's important to her, and so like she has this past. You know, she has this. Has all the things that happened, but our relationship and what we've built between each other and like the care that we give to each other and how we feel about each other, I know is so important to her. And so like, she has every single rapper in her DMs and every single football player across the world and soccer player and basketball player. Yes. Like we know that it's been established, but she quite literally deletes the messages in front of me. She's like, you are what I care about. You are the thing that I care about. And you're the thing that gets me off. You know what I'm saying? And so when somebody like her says that to me, like, what am I going to be insecure about? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of girls out there can relate to this. So, and I hope guys that are watching this that feel insecure in the relationship can relate to it as well. Girls don't act like us. They don't act like us. They don't act like guys do. Guys are in a relationship and then they see the next hot piece of ass and they're like, oh my God, like I wish I had those today and that today and that today. The richest man in the world could hit up whoever's watching this girlfriend right now. And if it's a real one, she won't answer that message because she has a relationship with you. She has a mental connection with you. Women create this strong chemical and mental bond to their mates that is unbreakable in certain cases. And I know in LA, we have obviously have difficulties with that and people cheat and all that kind of stuff happens. But for the most part, women are mates. They have a lifelong partner gene built into their DNA, into their code. And so even the way that she loves in the first couple months of this relationship is very indicative of the kind of person she is. She does not care how much money you have, how many touchdowns you threw, how much rap you've put out in the past year. She doesn't give a fuck. She looks at me as the alpha of alphas.
Is that true?
I mean, I overwent a little bit, but
Mike's the number one guy.
That's what the him. Alpha is.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Y'all went viral because on his vlog, right, he mentioned like an Australian soccer player with like 100+ million followers.
No,
I don't know if he was Australian.
Yeah, soccer player with like 43 million followers or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they almost found out who
they're
was,
still trying. Well, it's
no,
nailed
they,
down.
They actually guessed like the 2 wrong ones.
Oh,
yeah. I think to cause drama because those 2 were like married or something, so, and this one's single.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but I mean, no, I just don't, and I also just like don't. Similarly to her, where she thinks about things differently in life. That's how I am too. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think about things very, very differently. Versus like what the average person, like the average for person sure, would be like, the average person sure. would be like, oh my God, like she's been with all these guys before me. Like, how do I measure up? You know what I'm saying? As long as she's telling me after our sex that it was incredible and that like, and I'm asking her what I can change, she's telling me we're communicating. I have no issues whatsoever with that. You know what I'm saying? And so, I think everybody has a past and everybody's been through stuff. And I guess I'm just, it's easier for me to get past that kind of stuff and to just live in the now. And what I see in the now is a very, very sweet girl who's driven and beautiful and focused and hilarious. And I love spending time with her. And that's what I see. And that's what I have.
Damn. Let's hope you don't fuck it up, eh?
I sent you a video of what she's like when she turns on. I just want...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Mike, you sent him a video of my porn?
No. Wrong turn on. Yeah, go back just a little.
That'd be awful. I feel like everyone just watch her get gangbang now.
Oh my God.
Right now, here in Impulsive?
No, that's not healthy. Coronavirus.
Oh, I see.
Can I have one of these drinks? Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. It's your favorite stepsister, Lana Rhodes, and this is the Lana Shift. Right now, I'm with my filthy rich boyfriend driving in his Lamborghini. We're about to go to Saks Fifth Avenue and buy a bunch of shoes for me on his credit card.
None of that's true, except for the fact that I'm driving the car.
Do I want to ask you any questions? How do you feel about me, babe?
I think you're a very, very, very sweet girl. Absolutely.
Guys, at what point in a relationship, like how many months in, do you say I love you?
You guys are like Bonnie and Clyde. I'm just going to say it.
I know.
Outlaws driving away in a Lambo.
Look at the little thing that he made me.
The Lana Shift?
For his
yeah,
channel.
It's mad cute, man. I'm happy for y'all, but also... Fuck y'all.
What picture is that? The new picture that
I didn't make that. The editor did. But do you see how she can, like, when she gets comfortable, yeah, like from a from a dialogue standpoint and a vlog standpoint, like if you did that on your vlogs, like you'd get millions of views.
It's just so much harder when you're doing it for like yourself, like what we're talking about.
Can you stay close to that mic, babe?
I can try.
Thanks.
I told you guys I was gonna be really bad at this.
No, you're fine. That's the infamous Riley Reid mic, by the way.
Oh really?
Yeah, she deep throated.
Should I see who can put it down further?
Absolutely
not.
Well, No, first of all, imagine being this conflicted right now. No, you first of all, I don't think it's sanitary to do so.
Not during these times. Nope.
Somebody was just talking to it.
I'm just very competitive, and I kind of want to see.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
I'm not gonna do it.
I don't know. She did get pretty far.
Did she get the whole thing?
No.
I think I could do the whole thing.
I don't think you could, probably. No.
I mean, we could bring...
Do you want to bring this upstairs later and just see, like...
We'll do it.
Record it via...
for personal knowledge, whether or not you could do it.
We could also sanitize it.
Riley went like this when she did. She was like, oh!
Didn't she hold her mouth open?
I don't know. She had a technique, though.
I feel like I have a bigger mouth than Riley, though.
Probably.
Like, my whole head's bigger than her head.
How weird is it when there's like when you're talking to a porn star when there's like or ex porn star there's feelings involved, like she's like your little sister and my girlfriend and like you talk to her about this kind of stuff and you're just like
you're like please she's don't like, she's be like my mouth is
much bigger than Riley's. I'm like that's nice.
yeah and I'm just like this. Normally, like if her like kiss her when they were on the show, I'm like, yeah, why don't you fucking show the fucking audience, eh? And now I'm like, I hope she fucking stops it.
That's crazy. I was gonna ask you this because you've mentioned this in a vlog before that you don't like fast sex, right?
That's what made the like first super two
rhythmic,
times so bad.
Speedy sex. What does make a guy good at sex?
Well, with Mike, he actually does like. Every time that we have sex, like every single type of stroke, like he doesn't just do one. So I
would
get, like,
not
everything.
Have guessed this. Is it because you care?
I think it's I hate to say this, but I think it's because of I've been at it for a long time. Experience
yeah, like,
is everything.
Like
which
that kind of grosses me out. Like whenever I think about it, like, like
well, that's the
sometimes I think like, why is he so good at sex? And I'm like, fuck, it's because he's fucked so many girls.
Oh no.
Well, that's also been the other kind of savior, and this is the thing I talked about on Adam. That's been the other savior for us. Like if I was like some like if I was Dan the male Danny coming into this relationship. Some simp guy that's like trying to figure out like no I just mean a virgin that's all I mean. I don't know how that came out, but if I was like a virgin like simp dude who came into the relationship never having sex before and just like I'm okay with the fact that you've done all that stuff, babe.
I think it takes an experienced cowboy to wrangle the stallion.
That's not what I mean either. All I mean is like my pass is fucked too. It just doesn't happen to be on camera. Do you know what I'm saying? And so, like,
except that one time with the VCR.
That's true. That we talked about on the show before. But like, I think another thing you could speak to it more. But I think another thing that makes a good lover too, and maybe you could attest to it as well, is the details. Are you like even as much as like cradling a girl's head when you're in missionary and she doesn't have anything to put her head on for some reason? Like the pillow moves. You know what I'm saying? Like certain like little moves like are the details that come along with experience.
You know what's helped me? A lot is my wrestling background.
Really?
Yeah, dead ass.
This is the most dead amazing serious. Thing I've ever heard.
Dead serious. Yeah, just like I know how to like manipulate bodies and like I'm always aware of where all your like limbs are and where your head is. And yeah.
My dad was almost a professional wrestler.
Like WWE?
No, like wrestling. Like real wrestling.
What do you mean?
Isn't that fake wrestling?
No, it's real, but like...
Yeah, like Olympics. Like
really?
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Both my parents were pre-Olympic.
Were you athletic?
I'm really athletic.
I take back what I said about your babies, guys.
Can we not talk about this?
Yeah, I really do. We should just go somewhere
Logan,
else.
He was pretty upset when we got home.
I was upset with myself.
He
was
like, Logan said he was that me and Lana would have ugly babies.
All night.
He was like, more than anything, he was not even bringing her into it. Basically, he was just saying, Mike is going to have ugly babies. Which it was, and at first, like, we joke really hard
that's,
at each other.
It's not the first time he said something like that, though. Like, one time we were sitting on the love sex, and Logan was like, you don't want to have kids with him. Like, you should have kids with me. You said that one time. Or you said something like that.
Oh, shit.
Something along those lines.
Was there anyone else there? Or was it just you two?
I think you need to say this verbatim, otherwise.
I don't remember, like, exactly what
I didn't
you
tell
said,
you you should have kids with me. What the fuck? She goes, something like that. Like, what? I need you to verbatim try to say what I said.
That's whenever I told you like that our kids would look like albino mice. I don't remember exactly.
Could
what
it
you
have?
Said.
Could
we
it
were
have...
talking about like from a sperm donor point of view, not like me and Logan. Like
oh
wait, I think yeah. It was because
I forgot.
You said you didn't want a kid. You did want a kid. And I said I'll donate my sperm to because
she's
you guys
talked
a kid.
About it because you know she wants to use a surrogate.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Mm.
Anyways, do you want to talk about the surrogate situation at all? Like, not why, but like you want, she wants to have a carrier for her child. She doesn't want to have an extra child. She wants to.
That's what Kim and Kanye do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and most of the time, what David doesn't realize, because he was roasting me for saying that I want to use a surrogate and a sperm donor, a lot of people who use surrogates, it's because they can't have kids naturally. Or they have
some
sort
of
medical condition. I'm not sure. I've had, because I was trying to have a baby with my ex-husband, and I did have a miscarriage. So I'm not sure.
That's completely valid.
And I wasn't really looking to use a surrogate until after that happened. So, David, you should feel very bad about your comments that you made.
I'm so sorry. I thrive in chaos and calamity.
Fucking.
And the excitement.
Talking on set.
Yeah, it was me and I apologize over.
This is Kilo. We do confirm. We have a cough on deck. I'm going to need a negative pressure outlet of this room in the next 35 minutes, please.
Over. Negative pressure outlet happening now. Over.
Back to the podcast. Over.
Designer babies. David has a problem with designer babies. David wants babies that are born out of love. I agree with him. I do. I really do. But I believe that the route we are going down is closer and closer to a place where designer babies are more accepted. We've been talking about this for years. I bet you by 2035, 2040, there's more designer babies, you know, coming to fruition. People want the certain color skin. They want the certain color eyes. They want brain.
It's not just about that. Whenever you make a baby chemically through the lab, like with an egg.
Test tube.
Could be your egg. Yeah,
a lab baby.
They can test the egg for certain genetics, like mental
sure.
disorders.
Yeah, absolutely.
And stuff
genetic
like
engineering.
So, yeah. So I could make sure that my baby doesn't have schizophrenia like my sister, because growing up and seeing that, like, it was really, really hard for me and my mom. So I honestly wouldn't want to raise a kid with that, because it's very hectic. Even like my mom's still babysitting her to this day. So it's important to me, like, not to end up in that situation.
For sure. I think there's a buttload of complications that come in 2020 nowadays, or anyways, with test tube babies. So I've heard.
Really?
Like, yeah, what? Still, yeah. Just like they come out. I mean, obviously it's not a natural way of conception.
Why do you think they come out as like psychopaths?
No. I just know there can be a lot of health complications should something not go right in the test tube that is incubating your child.
Have you been doing a lot of research in this?
We've watched a couple shows.
I've also like
there is a documentary on Netflix about it. Actually,
wait, documentary.
Do you want to talk about that?
That she leaves the aura.
For everyone listening, we know that she says whenever when she should be saying when.
And she calls them documentaries. It's like the A just didn't.
She becomes
exist.
British and she says documentary.
Documentary. Here's my question. And the documentary you're talking about is called. We watched it. Yeah, what was it called again, mate?
It was part of like a series.
It was a series, 4-part series. I can't remember. Yeah. I watched it on the garage that time. Anyways, here's my question.
It's called
unnatural selection. We talked about it on the show before. Here's my question. Employees are imperfect. Employees, as you know better than anyone, employees are imperfect, right? The people that are doing lab and designer babies are, at the end of the day, employees. What stops said employee from accidentally putting the genome for lettuce into your kid's armhole? And now your kid comes out and he has a cabbage as an arm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of shit doesn't happen when it's sperm to egg. That only happens when they take genome 3 to whole 4.
It does sometimes
accidentally put the cabbage in, bro. Or like kale. Well, what if your baby has toes made of kale?
Well,
can you fucking imagine that shit? Or a fish head?
If it's a physical thing, they would be able to tell early on and they would obviously like.
So, like, your cabbage-armed baby just gets sliced and diced.
Nah, you put him at Mademoiselle's
Madame Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. To live
the one cabbage the baby. Like,
David, what do you think about that?
We're so far off track now. Yo, you ever going to shoot porn again?
David's a big family man.
You ever going to shoot porn again?
No.
Really? Because I heard you're trying to drag my friend into your OnlyFans.
and I won't let him do it.
Like his hand, maybe.
Unacceptable. Like nothing more than that. Has your hand been in OnlyFans?
No.
No.
One time I asked him to use his hands in my video, but he said no.
Is that ever going to change? Are you ever going to break? Don't do it, Mike.
No, I don't want him to, because I care too much about him. Like, eventually, like at some point, we're probably not going to be talking anymore, and we're probably going to break
what?
Up. And I don't want you to have to.
Hold on a sec. Let's back it up. Who prereqs a relationship? We need to talk about this.
I said this at dinner too. Everyone breaks up at some point. All right, bye guys. I guess I'll just finish the show without you.
Yeah. Take over the line of shit.
So guys, you can sign up on my OnlyFans.
Whoa!
Yes,
always so.
She's sharp.
Why would you say that? Babe, how long do we have left? Am I at risk today?
No, babe. I said this because the point that David had is, why wouldn't you have a baby with someone that you love? And my
You don't love me.
No.
Oh, you don't love me. Wait. No, show is just tumbling down around
me. No. My point was, what's the percent of people that get divorced? Like
50,
no
55.
One, yeah, no one really stays together forever. So at some point, like
you're
not
gonna, no one. Half.
No, wait. I bet you it's higher now.
It's they, lower.
Are they really
happy? Yeah, people getting smarter.
Are they really happy when
probably
they
not.
Force themselves
probably
to stay
not.
Together? So whenever it gets to that point where you're not happy in a relationship, I think that you should leave.
Well, you've had the luxury, and I've had this too, of kind of being able to do whatever the fuck you want when you want.
Yeah.
And the moment, and I can probably relate to you here, the moment I get uncomfortable with something, I have the privilege to be able to cut the cord.
Yeah.
But there's like something noble about staying in a relationship
well,
and making it work.
With like my ex-husband, like probably for like half of like the last year that we were together, I really didn't want to be with him anymore. And I told him that. But like I stayed just to make him happy.
Did you guys go to couples therapy?
No, I don't think that we did. But
I'm talking about making a true effort.
No, we really did. Well, I made a true effort. He was still really happy in the relationship. Mm. And I tried to stay for a really long time just because I knew if I left, it was going to lower his
sperm count.
No, his
chance of beating coronavirus.
No.
Cabbage arm disorder.
See? No. See, it's getting better.
45% of marriages in the United States today ended divorce. But to her point, 60% of second marriages ending divorce.
You think they'd get it right the second
and so
time?
You're absolutely right. There's a good chance that I'll be spanking my dank
also,
by myself.
What I think is going to happen is Mike said that he doesn't want to get married ever and he doesn't want to have kids ever. So what I think is going to happen is that I'm going to want to do those things and he's not going to want to. And that's when we're going to like part ways.
Amar, he's lying about both those things. All right. He also said he'd never be in a relationship. And
really?
I've never seen him like this ever. The day he came to me, and this was sort of... I'm actually not going to say
it. No, you can say it. Well,
He came to me and he was like, hey, man, I think she's finally like crossed that line. I was like,
she broke through the wall.
I go, what do you mean, Mike? You. And I was like, what do you mean?
Wait, was it recently?
No.
When
was it?
Well, I can't say it.
Tell me.
No, because one makes him look too desperate. One makes him look like a dickhead.
Was it like
yesterday? No, it wasn't.
No, I can't say it.
But here, instead of the
was
time...
Was it this morning?
No. The point is you've broken in, and like I've lost my friend, so I'm going to need him back soon.
You broke in.
You can't have him back, Logan. Mm,
that's... Yeah, it's not going to work.
And it's just going to get worse for you.
Okay, well...
Because I'm slowly dragging him.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, for sure. Hey. Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll fucking see about that.
You she had to drag me kicking and screaming, dude. In at first, at least.
Babe, you're a liar. Like, on Impulsive the other day, you said that you don't like cuddling. Like, he's like the biggest cuddle bug.
That is not true. I do not. True. I say to her, here's what I say. Before bed, before we go to sleep at night, she tries to face-to-face cuddle me, which for sleeping. And then I say to her,
do you put her head right here?
No, so she does that, and I always get hot, and I also, there's like a lot of breathing and obviously the potential virus risk. And also, worst case scenario, you have like potentially someone looking at you while you're sleeping, which obviously is the scariest thing in the entire world. There's nothing scarier. And so I always say the same line to her. I say, assume the position. That's what I say to her, and that means flip over, facing away from me.
Yeah, the spoon.
And I'll give you the arm.
Yeah.
And I give her the arm, and then as soon as I hear this...
Wait, but then you end up turning over, and then I
and then I flip to the other way, and then she tries to spoon me in the middle of the
and
night.
It's the best ever.
Like, but I'm not a huge cuddler. But one thing I will say about her, also, is she over the past month? Are you sending a fucking novel to Charles Emerson? What the fuck are you doing right now?
Writing a note. You know, I write notes.
One. The other thing.
He's like, must get rid of Lana.
Must kill Lana.
Nah, I wasn't doing that.
The other thing she's done too is had some high profile freakouts. When we've woken up, when she's woken up in the middle of the night.
I heard you started screaming one night. You had a nightmare, huh?
Oh, because he was like, babe, can you move over? It was whenever we first started dating.
Whenever?
Huh?
The whole, anytime? You can't, you whenever, the first. Whenever is a broad spectrum.
When we first started dating, Logan, Paul.
I'm going to help you.
I guess he was like, babe, can you move over? And I just started screaming. And I thought that I was sleeping next to like a scary person.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
In many ways, it's, you are sleeping next to a scary person.
About, why do you say that?
Just like, look.
You know what one of his ex-girlfriends told me? She like came to my show in New York. I guess it wasn't his ex-girlfriend, but it was a girl that he used to talk to that grew up with him. And she just kind of followed me around the club the whole night saying, Mike's a sociopath. I can't believe he likes you so much.
You should have asked her what that word meant. And you know what she would have said? You know what she would have said?
She bounced back and forth between sociopath and psychopath.
Do you know what she would have said if you asked her what the word meant? No one knows what that fucking word means. And
somebody who studies sociology.
Any normal human should not be diagnosing people sociopath. Like, there's a sociopathic spectrum, every single human somewhere on it. Some people are zero, some people are 100.
She also woke me up the other
sometimes
night.
Sometimes I'm definitely more sociopathic.
Welcome to humanity. Like, everyone changes every day. Anyway, what?
She also woke me up the other night. We got in a fight at like, what time we get? Oh, she was trying to leave the house at 4:30 a.m. because she was telling me that I don't really like her.
Wait, we got in a fight. We got.
She woke me. I look up next to my bed, and she goes, babe, I can't get out the front door. I'm like, probably because you're not supposed to be at the front door because it's 4:30 a.m. and you're supposed to be sleeping right fucking there. So what are you doing? She's like, I want to leave. You don't like me, and I know it. And I'm like, babe, slow the fuck down. I like you a lot. I'd like you even more if you were right here fucking sleeping right now. And she's like, I gotta get out of here. So finally I convince her. I'm like, listen, I don't know what you're feeling. We talked about. She gets back in bed. Then, of course, you have the breakup. What happens next? The makeup sex. So now it's 4:45 a.m. I'm looking at the watch. Fucking, hey, I gotta get up and fucking like, what the fuck? So I finish. About an hour later, She wakes me up out of a sound sleep and she's like, bugs, 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 they're everywhere. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this chick right now?
You gave me those worms.
I gave her CBD worms, and I think they're 3,500 milligrams. A person her size should probably take a half. She's like, babe, can I take two or three of these? I'm like, if you want to have fucking lucid dreams, yeah, go for it. And she started ranting about bugs.
And I was like, babes, there's weird bugs over here. And then I realized that there weren't bugs. And at that point, like, I already thought that, like, I, like, fucked up from, like, basically, like, keeping my boyfriend up all night and throwing a tantrum at 5 a.m. And then I wake up and have, like, a...
Anxiety.
It seems like a schizophrenic episode.
Guys, please, help me.
And so I was like, shit, I really fucked up. He's going to break up with me.
I hear a lot of stories about your guys' relationship that makes me really want to be in a relationship. And then it's stories like that where I'm so happy that I'm not.
They're just little things. And you look past them and you say, you know, like, babe, like, I don't know what you're going through last night, but we worked past. I mean, there was one time where I took a edible, I think, or like a CBD that had like THC in it or some shit. And I was laying on the bed and I couldn't get it out of my mind that I thought that if she smiled at me, she would have corn as teeth. And it became a massive fear of mine. I'm like, I know as soon as she opens her mouth, she's going to have corn as teeth, rows of corn on the cob as teeth. And then later on that night, she was giving me head and I couldn't stop thinking that she was giving me head with corn teeth. And I couldn't come because I kept thinking, like, if there's enough friction, one of her teeth was going to pop into popcorn.
Also, you were just saying a lot of weird things at night, and he wouldn't stop talking all night.
You don't say.
And you know what her first thought was? Oh, he's clearly really going through it right now. I should fuck with him. And she goes, she's like, babe, oh my God. what the fuck is on your face right now? And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Why are you doing this? If you're fucking with me, please stop. And she's like, I'm not fucking with you. Something is on your face right now. It's growing. And I told her, I was like, what if you did that to me? And I immediately ran and jumped out the window off the second story. I just ran and jumped through the glass out the window. What would you have done? And that's why you have to think before you do those jokes to people that are maybe not 100% mentally stable, like myself.
I've done it to David before. Remember, he smokes a lot. Yeah, I was like,
did it work? Dude, I feel like you're. I feel like you're sharp. Then David's hyper conscious and just like aware of everything.
I think he almost fell for it. He almost fell for it. Yeah.
He's shaking his head. No, I don't.
Dave, why'd you do that?
It's tough to get Dave, dude.
You're tripping. Dave.
Dude,
you're devious. I've seen you fuck with him a lot. You've even tried to fuck with me.
Me?
Yeah.
When?
Maybe it was me trying to fuck with you, actually.
When?
I don't know.
I feel like we don't talk that much.
Oh, yeah. She said this, by the way.
Compared to how much like my relationship with David.
And or, Omar.
Like, obviously, Mike. Me and Omar are starting to get a little closer.
his name's Andre.
She calls him Omar.
I mean, shit.
What's going on? Why are you guys not? Like, I need you to be the closest with her. You're going to be the best man.
That is weird.
We get our 60% guaranteed
divorce. Wait, are you sure?
We don't talk that much.
Are you sure?
Have David do it instead? I mean, he's my best friend.
I hug Dave multiple times a day. I don't think I've ever given you a hug.
I like to hug my boys' girls.
Yeah, I mean, he probably likes that. Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, you guys can do a hug until
we're in the kitchen at 2 a.m. and freak out.
No, I just had like my issues in the past with like that. So I'm like way hands on my boys' girls. But like, I think it's, I don't know, actually.
That's a good point that you've made.
Also, you might also just be a little more introverted.
I really am.
And I'm also introverted, and I've had this problem with other introverted people where, like, I won't interact with them because they don't interact with me.
Yeah, so weird. And that might be it.
Yeah.
And after this podcast ends, we're going to be sitting, like across the room like this. Hey.
It's like on our phone.
What's the name of a person who's an introvert and an extrovert? Because I think that's me. An ambivert?
Because
in many ways, like, and my ex told me this. She goes, you know, you're an introvert, right? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you like don't leave your house. You don't like talking to new people. And
yeah,
in many ways it's true, but in many ways it's fucking not. Like, I'll be the person at the grocery store. I mean, you guys take trips with me talking to like everyone.
But were you naturally like that, or did you have to grow that?
No, I've always been outgoing.
Oh, you have?
I've always been outgoing. I just like, I think I'm really comfortable with the people I do have around me. And like, I don't know, you're still like semi new, right? So I don't know if I've made as much of an effort as I probably should have now that you guys are especially getting like serious to learn everything about you. Where do I start?
I don't think you need to know everything about me.
Well, then what do you want from me, Amara?
I don't know. I was just pointing it out, but I don't have like an objection towards it. I mean,
that's so weird. I'm always with you guys too, but we're just talking about nonsense.
Well, I mean, we're all just completely, you know, entangled in our own lives. Like think about it. Like, she sees David. I mean, David's usually just moping around.
I thought about that. You know what I'm saying? But also, that's not even like we're shooting a decent
amount. But there's a lot of times he's not shooting. You're working on the computer night, here. Night, you're 24/7. When David's not shooting, he's in mope mode. He's a fucking mope. He doesn't work out. He doesn't do anything besides mope. He loves moping.
He's always just there.
If he was close to any kind of automobile, it would be a moped.
And David's just sitting right there. Ready
to shoot. That's true. No, that's true. That's the best. If I could, I would leave the house
immediately. Now you wouldn't. This is the safest place to be.
You ever gonna shoot porn again?
Didn't you already ask me?
Sorry, I don't know why I feel like I'm just double checking.
Guys,
no, babe, I'm not.
We might
hit 2 million subscribers.
we might be done. I feel like that was a lot. That was a lot. We heated up during the second half. It was great. So,
it was just strange. It's just strange, like balancing objectivity, like feelings for each other.
Check it out.
Friendship.
Check it out.
It's tricky,
so,
dude.
Business, friendship, relationship.
Content.
Gotta be respectful while getting content. This dynamic's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Right. Yeah, if you watch this and it didn't seem like it flowed like normal, we're all just like kind of walking. Like, carefully.
And I literally like suck at like these like interview podcast style things. Like, I'm so bad at it.
Do you think you suck at it because you think you suck at it?
Oh, something.
I don't know.
Today.
For some reason, it's just like whenever I sit down like to do something like this, I just get like really bad anxiety, and I'm so bad at talking whenever I have anxiety.
I'm actually glad you came, because we talked about having you on much earlier, but I'm glad we brought you on now that you especially are this involved and you know all of us a little more, and this is like a semi-comfortable
Imagine
environment
if I
at
came
least.
On and I was just like,
Yeah, for sure. Because we talked about having you on like 6 months ago, before you guys even met, before any of the vlog shit.
Honestly, like, I probably wouldn't have came because, like, what you were talking about, like, I also hate doing, like, interviews and stuff because people only want to ask me about porn and, like, sexualize me the whole time. It's just, like, I don't want to talk about that.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what the cure is for anxiety on the set?
What?
Doing 170 episodes. Because let me tell you, when I sat in that seat for episode one, I ran off and cried.
Really?
Well, I didn't cry, but it was really sweaty.
My hands are sweaty.
That's all right. So are Evan's.
That was a great episode. Lana, thanks for coming on. Where can they find you on Instagram?
Just my name, guys.
What about OnlyFans? Do you want to plug that?
No,
like,
it's okay.
Are you sure?
Okay, it's fine.
All right. Well, guys, Lana Rhodes on Instagram. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button. We love you guys, and we'll see you next. That was the best I got. I'm sorry.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.